We still need to take a vote on the motion if we're ready. If not, we can continue discussing it.
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
May I ask the secretary that when she, if she hears the person give the vote, if she can say thank you, otherwise just say I didn't hear you, as others do. If she doesn't say thank you, we don't know if she actually heard us.
Right. Thanks. Okay, Colleen, I'm sure you got that.
Bill from the stack.
Bill, yes.
Okay, well, this sort of relates to what I said, which I thought was related to the point of order, but it's also, I guess I'm speaking in opposition to the motion. I don't think we should be voting on a motion that is essentially contrary to the bylaws. It might be necessary for some stations to delay their meetings even more because of their election not being certified, but the ones that can get their election certified should go ahead and meet as soon as possible, and I don't think we should be encouraging them to wait up to the January 19th to seat the new board members. So I'm opposed to the motion.
Okay. Anyone else want to speak to the motion?
Yes.
Who is that?
This is John Langer.
John, go ahead.
What happened with Bob Lederer's friendly amendment to his own motion to take to resolve the controversy by making it a recommendation directly to the P&B and not to the LSPs, and then allowing the rest of us just to tell the LSPs about that? That it's in process and the P&B will probably consider it. This would save a lot of time. I like Bob's idea and I suggest we do it. I don't like voting against
the motion. You're John. Bob didn't ask to be on the stack, but you can move that if you want.
Oh, I move that. I move Bob Lederer's friendly amendment to his own motion. Specifically, I move that the motion reads that the governance committee recommends to the P&B, et cetera, as before.
And I second the amendment.
It would read, be it hereby resolved that the P&B governance committee recommends to the P&B that each local station board that has not yet, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. Is there any objection to that amendment?
I'd like to abstain for the record, but no.
Okay, so the motion stands as amended. Is there any further discussion on whether or not to approve it or not? Good. Is there any objection I gather there is an objection. Is there any objection to the motion as amended?
Can we hear it read?
The whole thing?
Sure. At least what we're exactly...
Okay, the resolve part of it is, be it hereby resolved that the P&B Governance Committee recommends to the Pacifica National Board that each local station board that has not yet set meetings for that purpose, for the purpose of seating newly elected delegates and electing officers on a date after the certification of the delegates' elections, that such meetings occur by January 19th, with the specific dates to be voted at the very next meeting of the current board, or if none is scheduled, by a poll of the continuing members by December 24th. The poll responses are viewable to the entire board membership and, if possible, to the public. There's another one. The P&B governance further recommends that once decided, current chair of each LSP communicate to these local meeting dates to the NES and LES with the request that the date for the seating of the newly elected delegates be provided to all current board candidates.
Well, okay, that's two different things. Maybe I misunderstand the amendment, but it seems to me it would change the wording in one paragraph to be it hereby resolved that the P&B Governance Committee recommends to the P&B to recommend to each local station. And the same form in the second paragraph.
I think you're right that it should be the same form in the second paragraph. So the second paragraph, I assume that was the intention, that this thing be reframed as a motion to the P&B.
That's correct.
Thank you, John. So if, with your permission, then I'll put in some language there. So the P&B Governance Committee further recommends to the P&B that once decided the current chair of each LSP, if that makes sense. once decided, the current chair of each LSP communicate that these local meeting dates communicate these local meeting dates to the NES and LES, etc. So if there's no objection, the motion that's on the floor has both pieces of it as recommendations to the PNB. Is there any objection to that motion as amended?
Yes, George, I'd like to abstain for the record, so please call the roll.
Okay. So, Colleen, would you call the roll?
Okay. Ken Aaron? Is that where I'm out of here?
Yes.
Carolyn, thank you. Carolyn Burden? Lydia Gazelle?
Yes.
Are we voting? I'm sorry, we're calling the roll, are we voting?
We're calling the roll and voting. That's what we're doing, is we're voting by calling the roll.
Thank you. Got confused there. All right. I'll have to start again, because I didn't hear very clearly. Ken Aaron? Sharam Agamir?
Yes.
Thank you. Carolyn Burden? Lydia Brazell?
Yes.
Thank you. Bill Crozier?
No.
Thank you. Kathy David? Dr. Kassan?
Yes.
Thank you. Joseph Kay?
I'll pass.
Thank you. Lizette King?
A point of information.
Bob Letter?
Point of information.
I mean, if you don't hear them, please hope. And if you do hear them, thank you.
That's what I've been doing. Did someone... Is that King?
Ken's back on the line. Are we voting?
Yes.
And what are we voting on? I'm sorry. I hate when other people do this, but...
The motion.
We're voting on the motion as amended to make a recommendation to the PNB.
Oh. I guess I'm going to vote no.
Okay, Ken, I'm sorry. This is Colleen. Was that a vote?
Yes, that was a vote. No.
Thank you. Bob Letter?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin?
No.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you. Brenda Medina?
Yes.
Thank you. Colleen O'Brien? Yes. Thank you, Colleen. Marcel Reed?
Yes.
Thank you. George Ryder?
I abstain.
Thank you. Tracy Rosenberg?
Can someone mute? Thanks. I think I'll go ahead and vote no.
Thank you. John Wenger?
Yes.
Thank you. Did I miss anyone?
Joseph Kay.
Joseph Kay, how do you vote?
Yes.
Thank you. George Ryder?
I abstained.
Okay. Thank you.
What's the vote altogether on that?
We have 9 yes, 4 no, 1 abstain.
Okay, the motion is approved as amended. Next item on the agenda is Joseph Kay's motion. A topic more than a motion at this point. Joseph has sent me the motion. I guess he sent it to you all. I'm not sure.
I did.
Joseph, will you read your motion?
I'm sorry, I don't have it in front of me. I'm in my car. I just left the LSB meeting, and I don't have it available.
I've got it in front of me now. I'll read it. All PNB employees, paid staff, and listener members agree to submit serious conflicts to a designated conflict management team, and that this process provide opportunity to reach a settlement and to do so in a good faith effort. Conflict resolution principles commonly used should be identified and followed, doing so with the intention of successfully preventing litigation or other unsatisfactory consequences to Pacifica and stations. The PNB as a whole is requested to address this as soon as possible.
Point of order.
Yes?
I would suggest that in this form, this is out of order because there are it addresses everybody.
Yeah.
There are unions in Pacifica, and they have specific agreements in their collective bargaining agreements with Pacifica in their union contracts that specify how things will be worked out. And so this certainly, absolutely cannot be an order to address that.
Well, I think that's an argument against the motion. As it stands, you're certainly correct on the substance. I don't think it makes the motion itself out of order. It's just not a bylaws violation. It's just asking the PNB to do something that with some class of people we've already agreed to do it a different way.
Point of information?
Yeah.
Is the chair then saying that it is within the rules for this committee to make a motion that Pacifica do something illegal? That's what this does.
This is a motion that's going to address to the board. The board can consider whether it's illegal or...
So your ruling is, yes, we can recommend illegal things to the PNB.
No, Paul, this is something that you think is illegal.
Okay?
The form of it is appropriate. It may, in fact, be a violation of our contract obligations to the union, but that's the form of this is a recommendation to the PNB. It's up to them to decide whether that's the case or not, and to have legal representation, ask the legal counsel if they want. So I hear you as arguing against it. I didn't hear you say you wanted it ruled out of order. So, I mean, it's fine. You've argued against it on that basis.
Point of information.
I don't need to make a ruling about it. I may be being more sensitive than necessary even to have even interjected myself in this. Is there anyone else who wants to address this?
Point of information.
Point of information from
Bill.
Bill, I heard.
Yeah. Did Joseph send this to us last month, or I can't find the motion. Just not clear what
just
the word is.
Did you
see it? I didn't get it.
I sent it to the gov list.
Which gov list?
I had it Monday, the 19th of November.
Okay, well, that's what I was wondering. I'll look.
At 21:29.
Is it possible he could resend it?
Yeah. Forward it again myself.
Yeah, George, you can send it out. May I speak to the matter of violating government? Union agreements with PNB.
Well, I haven't even given you a chance to motivate the motion, so you can motivate the motion. Joseph?
Yes. The motion does not preclude the work out of the specific details required to take into account prior agreements that may influence this process with unions such that the matter of whether a waiver of those rules could be acceptable to those unions and their members as a possibility will be determined by the PNB in its working out of the details. Thank you.
Bob for the stack.
Yeah, Tracy for the stack.
Okay, Bob and then Tracy.
Okay, I certainly appreciate the intent of this motion. I think there's, you know, there's something here that should be developed in terms of fostering and promoting the use of conflict resolution methods. I think, you know, those can sometimes bear fruit and be very valuable. I think, though, it's a serious error to mandate it, and I actually agree with R. Paul's point, although I'm not going to pursue it as a formal point of order, because I am actually quite familiar with the after contract of the paid staff at WBAI, and I can tell you that this is a straight-up violation because it doesn't allow it says all PNB employees agree to submit conflicts to a designated team, blah, blah, blah. So it doesn't say, we request that the unions consider this. It's a flat policy, and you can't dictate to a union what the terms of employment are without negotiating with that union. So on those grounds, I think it is a serious error. A related point is that this really falls under the jurisdiction of the PNB Personnel Committee, and they would be the ones who, you know, presumably, one would hope, would have some working knowledge of the labor contracts and could evaluate the question that R. Paul and I are raising. And so, therefore, I move to refer this motion to the Personnel Committee.
Okay. So what's on the floor now is Bob's motion to refer this to Personnel. Is there any discussion of that?
Well,
yeah, I guess. It changes the comment a bit, but I'd like to retain my place in the SAC.
Go ahead, Tracy.
Okay. I think that without pushing it, it is out of order for the committee to vote on a motion that abrogates the union contract. And that's what this motion does. The PNB cannot be advised or recommended to in any way change the terms of the union contract. The PNB does not engage in those negotiations with the union. So this is in the form of a directive to management, which is not really the province of this committee. It could be a province of the full board, but it's not the province of this committee. In terms of the personnel committee, well, we did finally get copies of all of the union contracts, which was a start. That just happened this year. And I don't believe the Personnel Committee has done any substantial work on arbitration or conflict management procedures. What I think might make sense as a halfway motion here might be to put this in the form of a recommendation to the PNB that for management employees and non-union employees that the PNB Governance Committee recommends that the PNB look into arbitration, conflict resolution processes, etc., and how it might make those more available in management disputes or something like that. I don't have Joseph's original motion in front of me, but I think an amendment like that might turn this into something a bit more palatable.
Yes.
And we could sort of sidestep
the
issue, and I don't personally think that sending it to personnel will do anything, but that we'll never see it again, and since there's a core here of a good idea, I would like to see us maybe amend it rather than just refer it and never see it again. So I guess I'm leaving that amendment on the floor with the comment that I don't have the exact wording because I don't have access to Joe's motion, but I'm hoping that he can fill in the wording for me if he doesn't object to the amendment.
I think we have to dispose of the question of referring it to committee first.
Yeah, and this is Pia speaking on that issue.
Understand.
And then the amendment would be in order.
Yeah.
Lydia?
Yes. Now, I support sending it to personnel. First of all, the crux of it, is the wording of it, is about staff. So that's A, where it belongs. In terms of it not seeing the light of day, the personnel committee works so expeditiously that it always comes in with its what's referred to it before even the due date. So I don't think that that aspect of it holds water. It clearly belongs in personnel, and there's more than the union contracts in play here. Aspects of what is being recommended have been discussed before, not resolved by the PMB. So the personnel committee is in the best position to synthesize it, so I will be voting yes for the referral.
Anyone else want to speak to the question of referring to the personnel committee?
I do.
Joseph, go ahead.
I think the matter of the importance of this process being evaluated and discussed at least on a PMB level, and at which time it could be decided to send it to personnel. But I think the conversation is really important because these things have been going on for so long, and it needs to be taken seriously and thought about and worked out some way. One way or the other, I like the amendment that was just proposed. I thought that was quite good. And making it palatable is fine, and making it an option for union members, perhaps, in some way making it a possibility by couching it as it can be available for those who voluntarily agree. So there's no compulsion. Taking care of that matter of violating the rules of law by making the union do something or the members do something that their contract does not allow. But I think we ought to do something rather than keep pushing things off and off and off and off. I think it's been so long and so many problems that might have been resolved better were we to have done something to set something up like this process.
Anyone else want to speak to referring to committee, to the personnel committee? Okay, so I hear that there are objections to it. Colleen, would you take a roll call vote on referring to the personnel committee? So a yes is to support, I believe it was Bob's motion to refer, and a no is to leave it on the floor and we'll continue discussing it as a motion to the PMB.
Okay.
Colleen?
All right. Ken Aaron? Sharam Agamir?
No.
Thank you. Carolyn Burden? Lydia Brazil?
Yes.
Thank you. Bill Crozier?
No. No to refer.
Thank you. Kathy Davis? Sasha Futron? Joseph Kay?
No.
Lizette King? Thank you, Joseph. Lizette King? Lizette King?
This is Sasha. I'm having muting and unmuting issues with the phone today. I'd like to vote, though. Can you hear me?
Yes, Sasha, what is your vote?
I'm voting a yes.
Thank you. Lizette King? Bob Letter?
Yes.
Thank you. R. Paul Martin?
No.
Thank you. Brenda Medina?
Yes.
Thank you. Colleen O'Brien? Yes. Thank you, Colleen. Marcel Reed? George Ryder?
I'll pass for the moment.
Thank you. Tracy Rosenberg?
No.
Thank you. John Wenger? Did I miss anyone? George Ryder?
I'm going to vote no.
Okay.
Let me ask you what I just voted on. This is, so vote yes means we refer to committing, and a vote no means we continue the discussion. So I vote no, yes.
Okay. Thank you, George.
Did you get
anybody
Ken?
Else on this?
Did you get Ken? I didn't hear him.
I didn't hear Ken. Ken Aaron?
Yeah, he voted no.
Okay.
Oh, no, maybe not. I don't know. Actually, I didn't hear
him. I didn't hear him vote at all.
No, that's right. That was a previous vote.
That doesn't matter. It failed.
Anybody
anyway,
else?
But...
Okay, what's the...
I mean, what's the vote?
5 yes, 6 no.
Okay, so the motion is still on the floor as a motion to the PNB. Further discussion about it.
This is Bob.
Bob, good.
Well, one piece that nobody has addressed in this motion is that it also applies to unpaid staff, and I think that's also equally problematic, even though... at four stations, there's no contract with unpaid staff. At WBAI, there is, but management has completely viewed it as invalid for the last 3 years. But regardless of the legalities about contracts or no contracts, to me, it's just fundamentally disrespectful to impose a policy on staff, especially when there's a long history of many years of a union without any consultation. And also, I would note that this motion does not say who determines the composition of the conflict management team, but yet it requires all PNB employees, unpaid staff, and listener members agree to submit serious conflicts to a designated conflict management team. And it doesn't say designated by whom. So management could just designate the people that they think are good at conflict management, and all paid and unpaid staff would be forced to submit to whatever that team decides and whatever its remedies may be, which could really just stack the deck for management to resolve all disputes in its own favor. I mean, there's so many serious loopholes on top of the general principle of just imposing this from on high. So, again, I do think there's a germ of something useful here, but not remotely in the form, in the sweeping form and the mandatory form that it's laid out.
Anyone else want to speak to this?
Arpal.
Okay.
And Tracy for the sec.
Arpal, I heard another male voice. Who is that?
I'll wait. This is Joseph K.
Okay, yes. Arpal and Tracy. Good, Arpal.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Yes, well... First of all, there isn't an unpaid staff union at BAI because there can't be any such thing. Some of us used to have one, and then Pacifica Management and the then management at BAI appealed a ruling to the National Labor Relations Board, which then ruled that unpaid staff may not have an actual union. And that has the force of law, and so there's not much we can do about it. I argued against it. I went into the NLRB and I testified against it, and so I don't like it, but it's there and that's the reality. There is no unpaid staff union per se at WBAI. There are a couple of different groups, and none of them has the standing of an actual union. And some people worked hard to bring back the very weasels who forced that ruling into existence. However, I will say that that this sort of thing, I used to be a shop steward at BAI for for 14 and a half years. And this type of thing has a lot of detail to it, and it's not like one paragraph. It's not even usually something that fits in one page. This is a type of thing that has a great deal of detail to it and needs a great deal of attention. You can say a general thing like, gee, it'd be nice to have some sort of means of resolving conflicts, but if you're going to say, and it has to go to arbitration, you have to understand what arbitration means. And it ain't that simple. And plus, yeah, there are the details of who's on this. Who determines this? How do you put those people on there? The devil's in the details, quite literally. And so this type of thing, this motion, if it's very general, could go forth and would be more of a suggestion of, gee, we should do something. But that's about all it could do, because in order to send a motion that the PNB could actually pass and make something useful out of, you've got to have probably more than one page of serious details. So so that's my point on this.
Tracy?
Yeah, I'm basically going to agree with what R. Paul says mostly, which is that one can pass a general motion as kind of an idea, and I think as long as we get the issue of abrogating union contracts out of there, the motion does no harm. But in terms of an actual implementable scenario that's going to involve the updated personnel policy, that's going to involve a whole bunch of steps, that's going to involve the recognized and unrecognized unpaid staff organizations in their various states, and management employees and non-union, non-management employees. There are many, many categories, and they're all going to have their own little specific scenarios. So I think that what we're doing here, if we're doing anything at all, and that was the intent of the amendment, which I hope is on the floor, it should be.
You can make it now,
Okay, then I will, with a little bit of help from Joe. But basically, I think what we're doing here is just passing a motion of intent that basically we would like the BNB to look at non-lawsuit conflict resolution procedures where they can look at them and take it seriously. And I think that that's Joe's intent. And I'll support that intent as far as it goes. But our Paul is right that there's some distance between that and something that you can implement. So, Joe, if you could read the motion out loud right now, I will give you the amendment text that I have in mind. I just want to make sure it tracks with the original motion.
George.
Okay. All PNB employees, unpaid staff, and listener members agree to submit serious conflicts to a designated conflict management team, and that this process provide opportunity to reach a settlement and to do so in a good faith effort. Conflict resolution principles commonly used should be identified and followed, doing so with the intention of successfully preventing litigation or other unsatisfactory consequences to Pacifica and stations. The PNB as a whole is requested to address this as soon as possible.
Okay, I think the two changes that need to be made is all non-union staffers, in including both paid and unpaid, and then the language would be are not required to designate their grievances but are encouraged to designate their grievances to a conflict resolution team. Because we cannot dictate that.
Good.
And those are the two changes that I would make, with Joe's permission. Is
fine.
That clear?
Mark's permission.
Okay.
Well, it needs the committee's permission, but let me read over what I thought you said. So all non-union employees, unpaid staff, and listener members are, what was the word you used, requested?
Encouraged.
Encouraged.
Okay. To submit serious conflicts to a designated conflict management team, I think all the rest of it is fine. Okay. So that's the amendment. It's what's on the floor. Anyone want to speak to the amendment? Is there any objection to the amendment?
Well, this is Bill.
I'll go after Bill.
Okay, Bill, go ahead.
I guess this is maybe a question, like for our Paul and Joseph, but would it make more sense to refer this to a subcommittee so the two of you and whoever else, you know, has experience with this sort of thing can work out more details of the language? Because if it goes to the PNB and it needs work, they'll just refer it back to us because there's not time on the PNB to really revise it. And if our Paul feels it needs a lot more detail, then it would make more sense to do that in a subcommittee and then bring it back here to this committee for our next meeting. So that's kind of a question for our Paul and Joseph.
Bill, I'm sorry, which committee?
Yeah. Well, a subcommittee, just an ad hoc committee to work on the language of this motion.
So Bill is suggesting that we have an ad hoc committee and is essentially asking our Paul and Joseph if they would be willing to work on it.
That's an amendment. That's amendment to the motion.
It would be a referral to a subcommittee, an ad hoc subcommittee that we would create.
You want to make that as a motion, Bill, that we create an ad hoc subcommittee and refer this to that?
Well, yeah, I'd like to hear from, I'd like it as a motion. But I'd like to hear from our Paul, our Paul and Joseph about that.
Okay, so neither of you are required to respond, but if you would like to, please do. Let's see, Joseph.
Okay, I would like to speak to that. That suggested submitting it to a subcommittee. Is there any reason why we could not report this to the PNB while we do also attempt to set up a subcommittee and report that this is a procedure we're implementing to refine the whole matter?
I could in the report from the committee say that we're doing that, but it should be clear that the referral to a subcommittee is instead of referring it to the PNB as a motion. I believe that was Bill's intent. Am I correct, Bill?
I don't object to denying the PNB the opportunity to receive it and to ponder it. Whether they do anything or not, I would like it to be known that this is something that's important to one member of the Pacifica Network, that's me, and maybe others. I think others as well have agreed that this has been great trouble for many LSPs and management as well, and cost us a whole lot of what's called sewers and suffering. Something to work on and think about and move on and not keep putting things off and off and off and off and off and off. There's a bazillion reasons why we should put things off. But, you know,
you're speaking again, referring it to a subcommittee.
This is Bob.
Is that correct?
This is Bob.
I'm going to give all Paul. There was a request for essentially a request for information from our Paul, and I'm going to put you on right after our Paul, Bob.
Okay. I can work on this, but I can tell you it isn't going to be something that'll be ready in a month. This is a big deal. I've had to look at this in the past, and the stuff for BAI was rather complicated back when we had paid and unpaid in the same collective bargaining unit. And to expand it to all of Pacifica, and it also names the listeners, this would require more than two people working on it, and it would be a very big thing, and it would take quite a while, and I'm not sure that everybody named in there could really even be put on this and have it make sense. I mean, you might have, I don't know what on earth to do about saying listeners have to submit any beefs to an arbitration panel, They have the right to sue over certain things, and there is no way you can get rid of that. As for various staff members who are not covered by a collective bargaining unit, you can make recommendations on that, but there are different types of staff members who aren't covered by that in Pacifica. At BAI alone, even there, you've got different kinds of people. You've got some consultants who are, you know, not in a collective bargaining unit. The paid staff, of course, would be in a collective bargaining unit, not involved in this whatsoever. You've got unpaid staff. You've got other people who would not qualify as unpaid staff, but would certainly probably want to jump up and have arbitration about something or some conflict resolution. It's very complicated, and it's not like we can go say, well, here's an old union contract, we'll just rephrase it, and there it is, because it's much more complicated than that. So, yeah, I can see doing this, but it's going to require more than two people, and it's going to require probably rather a bit of time, and, you know, it's probably maybe 75% possible, which means it's 25% possible. People will say, geez, this can't be done this way. So it's complicated.
Bob?
Yeah, I agree with our Paul, and I just want to emphasize to Joseph and anyone else who has these concerns that these are legitimate concerns, and you're right. You know, I understand your impatience when problems fester for years and they're not resolved, but that does not equate with a quick solution is a good solution, because for all the reasons I won't repeat that R. Paul said, this is not being bureaucratic. This is about protecting people's rights, and people have the right to, you know, to resolve disputes in a way that's fair to all parties and not that is, you know, imposed by one set of people within Pacifica saying, you know, going forward, we're going to settle disputes this way.
Point of information.
Joseph, you don't have the floor. Bob still has the floor.
So all right. I do think, that it needs a lot of detailed attention, which is why I suggested it go to the Personnel Committee, which has some working knowledge. We also have a Pacifica Personnel Manual, which I'm not clear on the state of revision. I understand it's some sort of process of being revised, and that already addresses something about conflict. I don't know what it is, but that needs to be looked at, and there's just a lot of considerations, and I don't really know that this is the right setting, this committee, to do that. I think some team of management and board members who are interested, PNB, LSB, but it's a serious project, and it does, I just want to reemphasize, it requires consultation with the staff. It cannot be imposed from on high. That's something that we, you know, some of our hosts talk about all the time, about labor rights, workers' rights, and here, you know, we're about to do something that doesn't practice what we preach. Just as a final footnote to something was said earlier, the NLRB ruling in 1997 was not that unpaid staff cannot be in a union, but that the NLRB will not process complaints by those unions, and there are no legal rights under federal law that are protected in terms of unionization. That's a different question than whether people can locally form a union and bargain with management to have management recognize it and, you know, then go to a civil court if they feel that their contract is violated. So I don't think it's an accurate interpretation to say they absolutely are forbidden to form a union. No one in this country or in this world can be forbidden to form a union. It's a question of who recognizes it legally and where you can go for remedy if your rights are violated. That's it.
R. Paul for staff.
Anyone want to speak to what's actually on the floor is the bill's amendment to send this to a subcommittee. Anyone want to speak to that who hasn't spoken to it? Okay, go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, I just have to correct that. The ruling in 1999, in 1997 we actually won in Region 2, but then the Pacifica and WBAI management at that time brought it to the national NLRB, and they ruled on August 26, 1999, and the phrasing is, it is ordered that unpaid staff be removed from the collective bargaining unit. And if you read the whole thing, which I can send a link to, it says you can't have people in a labor union in a collective bargaining unit unless they're paid. And you have the right to call it, you know, what you please. However, if you call it a union and the second you try to collect dues, you are liable to be arrested for fraud, which is why the people who were saying, oh, we have a new union at BAI, when they didn't, never dared for one second to collect dues, even though they kept saying they were going to do this, that, and the other thing. We've got to deal with reality, and we have to figure out, that's part of the problem with this, is how do we have something that's at least somewhat binding for unpaid staff? Because, you know, I have argued things for unpaid staff, and management before and after that NLRB ruling said, basically, bleep you, we don't have to, we ain't gonna. And so we had, you know, grievances that I filed that, you know, were after the NLRB ruling that weren't, you know, they could have said, NLRB says no, but they didn't, so we argued it, but they still said, we're not going to bother. So it is a serious issue, and how, that's another part of this, how to make that in some way binding, because if the Pacifica Foundation says, yeah, we'll do that, and then some part of Pacifica that's supposed to do it doesn't like it, they'll say, well, we don't feel like granting you that right today. Sue us! At which point, you know, you have a real problem there, because you will find that there is a very difficult thing to try and get any traction to make them bound to an agreement that doesn't involve money. All this stuff is, the law and labor stuff is obsessed with money. And if there's no money involved, you have a very hard time getting traction for it. To the rest of the United States of America, I can't address the world, to the rest of the United States of America, we're volunteers, and we have extremely close to zero rights, per se. So that's another complication of how to phrase this stuff. As I said, it ain't easy.
Anyone else want to speak to this?
Oh, Bill again.
Lydia.
I'm sorry, I heard Lydia and then Bill?
Actually, Bill. I was but saying, I can't remember what, if we can move to adjourning committee or it goes on forever.
Well, no, actually, we are at time certain. It's now 10:30 on the Eastern Seaboard. So I think what we need to do is to go to a vote on this. A yes vote would forward this to as amended. I think we've passed the amendment. So if we forward this as amended to the PNB, a no vote would kill it in committee, essentially.
Point of order.
Yeah.
We did not pass the amendment.
We're still talking about... I'm sorry. The amendment that's thinking of two different amendments. The amendment that's on the floor is Bill's amendment, which was to set up a subcommittee, and we did not pass that. So the first thing we have to do is to vote on whether or not we want to set up a subcommittee to do this.
Well, this is Bill. I would gather if there are objections.
And Colleen, would you take the roll? A roll call vote, please.
Okay.
So a yes vote on this. Just a minute. A yes vote says, we will set up a subcommittee. We'll have to populate the committee somehow, not specified, but we will set up a subcommittee to take this motion and attempt to put more flesh on the bone, so to speak, and create something to bring back to this committee and then to the PNB. Go ahead, Colleen. Call the roll, please.
Ken Aaron? Sharam Ahimir?
Pass.
Carolyn Burden? Well, thank you, Sharon. Lydia Brazil?
No.
Thank you. Bill Croster?
Pass.
Thanks. Kathy Davis? Sasha Futron?
No.
Thanks. Joseph Kay?
No.
Thanks. Lizette King? Bob Litter?
No.
Thanks. R. Paul Martin?
Pass.
Thanks. Brendan Medina?
No.
Thanks. Colleen O'Brien? No. Thank you, Colleen. Marcel Reed? George Ryder?
No.
Thanks. Tracy Rosenberg?
I think I'm going to ask. Colleen?
Tracy? Can I ask you? Yes.
That's a mistake from Tracy. Yes.
I'm sorry. Tracy, what was your vote? Tracy Rosenberg? John Winger?
Colleen?
Yes.
Did you hear? No, I thought I said it.
Is this Tracy?
Yeah, did you hear it or do I need to say it again?
I didn't hear. I'm sorry, I didn't hear it. What was your vote?
Oh, it's okay. No problem. It's an abstain.
Thank you. Did I miss anybody?
Well, this is Bill. I'll pass, but I'll abstain too.
Okay. Anyone else?
What's the vote on this, Colleen?
Well, she has to go through the passes yet.
I'm sorry. Good.
All right. Sharon Agamir? Bill Crozier?
Abstained.
R. Paul Martin?
I'll abstain.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yep. Right.
Can't hear you, Tracy.
You abstained twice.
Okay. I'm done, I think.
Okay, what's the count?
I have 7 no. 0 yes.
Okay.
4 abstain.
So the amendment fails. Let me read again the motion that's on the floor as amended. All nine.
Amendment.
What's that?
We didn't pass Tracy's amendment. She recommended language. We never voted on it.
Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
So I see. So we had 2 amendments on the floor, and we just disposed of the second one, and we never voted on the first one.
Correct.
Okay. So let me read it, and we'll take a vote on the amendment. This is how it reads as amended. All non-union employees, unpaid staff, and listener members are encouraged to submit serious conflicts to a designated conflict management team, and that this process provide opportunity to reach a settlement, and to do so in a good faith effort. Conflict resolution principles commonly used should be identified and followed, doing so with the intention of successfully preventing litigation or other unsatisfactory consequences to Pacifica and its stations. The PMB as a whole is requested to address this as soon as possible. So the amendment was to put in non-union employees instead of PMB employees, and to make it encouraged to submit rather than directed to submit serious conflicts to a designated conflict management team. So, is there any objection to the amendment?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, Colleen, would you take a roll call vote on that?
Okay, are we voting on Tracy's amendment?
Yeah, yes vote is to vote is to incorporate Tracy's amendment in the motion.
All right. Ken Aaron? Sharam Agamir?
Didn't hear you, Karen. Didn't hear you, Sharam.
Carolyn Burden? Lydia Brazil?
No.
Bill Crozier? Thank you, Lydia.
I'm sorry, I vote yes. It's Bill.
Thanks. Kathy Davis? Sasha Futron?
No.
Thanks. Joseph Kay?
Yes.
Thanks. Lizette King? Bob Letter?
No.
R. Paul Martin?
No.
Thanks. Brenda Medina?
No.
Thanks. Colleen O'Brien, abstain. Marcel Reed. George Ryder.
I'll pass for the moment.
Thanks. Tracy Rosenberg.
Can't hear you, Tracy.
John Winger. Did I miss anyone?
Well, Tracy, you didn't get as far as I could tell, and I passed, so.
Okay.
I'm gonna vote yes.
Okay. Tracy Rosenberg? Anyone else? All right.
I get 5-3. Is that your count? Colleen, what is your count?
Yes, five no, yes, three.
Okay, so the amendment fails. Did you read the no votes, Colleen?
I just submitted them, George, so let's see if they're still there. Okay. Lydia Brazil, no. Sasha Futron, no. Bob Letter, no. R. Paul Martin, no. Brenda Medina, no.
Anybody who wanted to vote no that didn't hear the name called?
I thought Colleen O'Brien voted no.
No, I'm staying.
No. Sorry.
Okay. So, in any case, the motion fails, the amendment fails. What's on the floor now is the original motion from Joseph K. I'll bring up again. In order to read it. And it reads as follows. All PND employees, unpaid staff, and listener members agree to submit serious conflicts to a designated conflict management team, and that this process provide opportunity to reach a settlement, and to do so in a good faith effort. Conflict resolution principles commonly used should be identified and followed, doing so with the intention of successfully preventing litigation or other unsatisfactory consequences to Pacifica and its stations. The PNB as a whole is requested to address this as soon as possible. Colleen, would you take a roll call vote on this, please?
Yes.
So a yes vote forwards this to the PNB, a no vote ends it here in committee.
Ken Aaron? I'm going. Ken Aaron? Sharam Agamir?
Can't hear you, Ken. Can't hear you, Sharam.
Carolyn Burden? Lydia Brazil?
No.
Bill Crozier?
Pass.
Kathy Davis? Sasha Futron?
No.
Joseph K?
Yes.
Thank you, Joseph. Is that King?
I'm sorry, did you hear me when I voted? This is Sasha.
No, I did not. What did you vote, Sasha? Oh, yes, I have. I have it, Sasha.
Okay.
I believe. Okay, we're on to Bob Letter.
No.
R. Paul Martin.
No.
Brenda Medina.
No.
Colleen O'Brien. Pass. Marcel Reed. George Ryder.
No.
Tracy Rosenberg. John Winger. Okay, Bill Crozier, how do you vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Colleen O'Brien, I'm voting no. And did I miss anybody? Okay.
So the motion, as I get it, the count was 7 no and 3 yes. Is that correct?
I have 7 no and 2 yes, so I must have missed someone.
No, not necessarily. I might have doubled the line here. The motion fails in any case. We are out of time. So unless I hear a motion to extend, we will adjourn.
Okay. Good night, everyone. And
good night.
Holidays.
Bye, Bill.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy the holidays.